a super great tool for reinforcing your strategy over time and embedding it in your culture is something I like to call the manifesto. You could do a manifesto in a lot of different ways, but I think there's a pretty simple, easy formula for it, and I'll share that with you now. If you create an effective manifesto, it's a kind of a thing that you can read on a daily basis, at least weekly, but daily works just fine. You read it, you share it like a meditation, both for yourself and your teams, and then you invite people to reflect on it. What's the relevance of that today? How does that big, lofty thing affect here and now? When you use a manifesto in that way, people get used to being prompted to think about it. They're actively thinking about and applying those things to their regular day-to-day, and you start to build a very intentional ground that review. So here's an example. The first piece of the manifesto, I think, is the purpose, the why of the work. And I wouldn't go to the BHAG after that. I would then go to the values. So the why we do what we do, how we work, what people can count on is the brand promises. So we've got purpose, values, brand promises, right? And then I probably think at that point it's useful to go to your BHAG. And that's actually enough things right there. So if I say, well, my purpose is helping leaders build a better world, and I value courageous authenticity and thinking and asking why and creating and living every day and never being finished and laughter, then I know how I operate. And then I see people can count on us to make the process easier, faster, and more fun. And we're out to help 5 million business people build their dreams, fulfill their dreams for a better world over the next 5 years. What'd you notice? What stood out for you today? And some days I might go, well, I'm really confronted by that big number at the end. Or some days I might say, well, I noticed that we actually made something really easier for someone yesterday. Or, wow, that session I did this morning was really fun. But like I can reflect and map that back, whether it's me, whether it's Wanda on my team or somebody else, like we can map that back out into it. You do that for a while, you start to deeply ingrain something. So that's the manifesto and how it works. And you could put other kinds of things in there. You could put a vision, a brand statement. You could add some other elements from that. But it takes as little as that. A very short thing that you repeat on the regular that makes a huge, huge difference in building an intentional culture and getting everybody sort of pulling towards the core bit of strategy. So the why of your work, how you want to work every day, what people can count on from you, and what you're working towards that big destination out 10 years or more in the future. And that's enough things to put in there in your manifesto. That can also get incorporated into your vivid vision and to other documents, but it's a really useful reflection on a regular basis. I hope that's been helpful. We'll talk to you again soon. Scaling your business shouldn't be such a lonely struggle. Our Growth Navigator coaching makes it much, much easier. You get weekly training, coaching, and support with premium tools and with a motivated community. It's not just growth, it's growth done right. If you're ready to start scaling your business in a sustainable way, go to scalingcoach.com. Again, that's scalingcoach.com.